Hello again, and welcome back to Wealth Your Tangible Assets Advisor. My name is Kevin Walter. I am your host. I'm the president of a company called Coins Plus in Spokane, Washington. Coins Plus has been in business since the late 90s. We're a full-service rare coin and precious metals broker-dealer, depository service, and we have, we strive to be the best we can at what we do. I think something that's kind of critical, we were just talking about it downstairs before I came up, is this business. If you listen to the show and you get a little bit comfortable with the metals and what I'm talking about, just please do not get overconfident, because there is a lot of ugly stuff out there. I'm sorry to admit it, it's in my industry, it reflects on me, but it's not. We just see a lot of people running to bad decisions, okay? I don't know how else to put it. I mean, that you get a solicitation, your name gets on someone's folks. Here's the deal. At any time that you are getting phone solicited, it is not a good deal. Period. If you don't have the backbone to say no, don't even say no, just hang up. Do not accept phone solicitation. They're not your friend. If you're watching the TV shopping network, and you're watching whatever his name, I can't remember his name, I'll think of it in a minute, he's the guy that, anyway. It's not a good deal, it's bad. They sit and they talk and they carry on and they talk and they rattle and they talk. It's not a good deal. You might be able to gain some information, but you surely should not be buying from them. In fact, I would say ignore the information. Just don't do it. This may not apply to the audio, but I'm telling you folks, there's no old saying, there's one born every minute. I think P.T. Barnum said that. He, Barnum and Bailey Circus, okay? There's one born every minute. What did he mean? There's a fool. One every minute. Now one drops off, another fills in. Okay? There's lots of fools. Don't listen to that stuff. Just trust me, please. I do the show. I literally talk to people, fairly regularly. They listen to the show and they get roped in. You listen to us, you got a 401k, all your accountants, and then you're dealing with someone you don't know. They're taking out of a pound. It's not good, period. Metals are a hard liquid asset. They're worth what they're worth. A lot of these companies sell exotic stuff and they're double, triple marketing. I mean, I see stuff folks where people take somebody's $300,000 401k and when they get done with them, they've got $125,000. I've seen worse. I've seen stuff that would blow your mind. Guys that have millions of dollars and these companies just chop away and take every chunk they got. Please be wiser than this, okay? I assure you, in our business, Coins Plus, we're asked, we operate above board. It's the full package of how you run a business. We have private access facility elimination. Yes, by God, hands down, one on. We've got a level of integrity and honesty and professionalism that is unmatched. I always love the saying that this is the other thing too, is this could be replaced in a number of different ways, but the saying, and I've kind of manipulated the saying to my own preference, but the joy of money saved is far outweighed by the long-term regret of poor quality. The joy of money saved is far outweighed by the long-term regret of poor quality. Not only the joy of money saved, the joy of a great deal, the joy of an urgent deal, the rush of this special deal. It's such a special deal, someone has to pick up the phone and call you out of the blue. If it's such a great deal, I'll tell you what, they don't need you. And that's the same with stocks. You know, I was talking to a customer here the other day who dumped all of his metals, you know, before they rose and went and loaded up on crypto. And said, yeah, I got some bad advice there. When he was doing it, I told him, I said, what are you doing? It's not my business per se. It's your money. Well, I know the guy, and I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, no, this is what I'm doing, right? You know, the metals, this and that, and you lose your money. Folks, crypto's crashed. I don't know if it'll rebound, but it'll crash again. For a very simple reason, it isn't money. It's not a biblically defined asset. If God didn't say it, it ain't. And that's that. Call it what you want, believe what you want. You can jump into this market or that for a period of time, and sure, you know, people will argue, I'm 30% or whatever, okay, great. But I'm not saying it because something isn't God ordained that can't produce a profit, but I can tell you in the long run, it's not going to hang in there, so why not just go with God, with what God says? Keep it simple. Do you know today, the Fed raised interest rates an entire 0.75% again? So that's 2 months in a row, 75 basis points. Do you realize that that's never happened in the history of this nation? There's so much garbage going on. I apologize, I'm choking this paper on the ground. Sorry. But the Fed shouldn't be in control of all this stuff anyway. This is a train wreck. Here we come. Hyperinflation, here we come. What's the purpose of hyperinflation? To strip your wealth away. How do you preserve your wealth? Let me guess. Hard assets. There's nothing else. You don't go chase the stock market. It's down. You don't go grab your bonds. They have negative yields. There's all kinds of stuff. It's not like you think. And they don't pay squat. I mean, they keep jacking it. I can't believe that the CPI is saying interest rates are 9 or 10. And we're comfortable talking like that. I was talking to a buddy of mine today who's, I think, a big-time player in the world. And he's like, it's 20. He's like, inflation is 20%. And of course, he's learned up on metals. Because he said, and I respect him, they've made the decisions. His corporation has a lot of money to invest. And they're going to all metals. They're just taking the safe route. It is real estate that is not titled. The things attributed by the Bible as true wealth, gold, silver, livestock, real estate, human life, precious stones. Okay? I've talked about, you know, gold and silver, whatever, platinum, palladium. Our entire sector is the stuff. It's the stuff. It's always been the stuff. What? It's money and metals combined. It's always going to be in a live sector, okay? So I'm doing a multi-part series right now on money. And I'm going to continue on that here today. And it's important that you realize you can listen to this on our website, coinsplus.com. You just go down the whole page to the lower right a little bit. You'll see radio shows. You can download it or listen to it or whatever. It's not hard if you just go on the website. For the radio shows, you can see the date of the show and click play or click download, whatever you want. It's fine. The titles of the show are not always the greatest at. I'll be honest with you, I've been doing shows a little bit much, and I forget by the time I'm done with the show, I don't even know sometimes what to title it, because I talk about so much things. But so much things are simply qualifying, or how about so much many things, or how about that? I talk about a lot of stuff. But the fact that the Fed's jacking like folks, they're panicking, this is a trailer. This is hands down the absolute worst president in the history of America. It's corrupt, it's bad, you know. Trump gave a speech yesterday, It's kind of interesting. I was reading it. It's a little bit harsh in some areas, but he knows. I guess he's got the stats and the information. And he was talking about some things. I'm going to touch on quickly. I'll just touch on some things. He says if we execute, he said for every drug trafficker we execute, we save 500 lives. It sounds harsh. He tells us he uses the comparison of two countries, Singapore and China. Okay, now, I don't completely agree with him because Singapore legalized drug use. They just attacked the dealer. Sorry about that. Anyway, so they go after the drug trafficker, the drug dealer, and apparently they execute. Which, I'm guessing that's kind of a deterrent. It's probably true, these people, his speech was a little bit harsh. It was a little tough for me to pilot because it's pretty intense. So he says, executed drug dealer saved 500 lives. And like I said, he said it doesn't take 15 years in court. He goes quickly, Trump said. You execute a drug dealer and you save 500 lives because they kill on average 500 people. I guarantee you the statistics back him up because he's been beat up so much. There's no way he'd be wrong, he said. Predicting that the death sentence would be a deterrent to major drug dealers, Trump said, if we had that in 1 year, deaths would go down 50%. I think that's the fentanyl thing. I don't know. You know, there's so much disparagement in this country. People might find something else. I don't know. I'm not an expert at this stuff. It's when you read that, it's a little bit scary, because the thing with the capital punishment is, I understand it's been whole, but the way we execute it, for lack of an oxymoron, but the way that we apply the death penalty in this country is a joke. It's a mess. It goes on and on and on. And you have these, organizations that fight for people's lives forever. And they never, by the time they break, it doesn't even make sense anymore. It's become an emotional nightmare. It's hard because a lot of these countries that execute people, they execute innocent too, so it's just hard for me. I'm not sure where I stand on all that. But at the same time, if you have a foreigner, a drug trafficker like this, the thing that's ticking Trump off is the open border policy. And these people, they're not US citizens, we treat them like they are. We're doing everything wrong in this nation right now. We're letting all these vile, filthy gangs pour in. We're doing everything because it's contrary to the Republican position. These terrible hearings, I'll touch on that a little bit here. So, Trump came out and said we need to empower federal law enforcement. And what he means by that is, all these riots and this Antifa stuff are going on. He kept saying, wait for the governor, wait for the governor. And he's like, the federal government. If people are burning down federal buildings and killing people, they don't need this. He said if radical politicians at the state and local levels refuse to protect public safety and instead turn criminals on the loose to prey on the innocent, then the federal government will have no choice but to step in, not wait for governors anymore, Trump said. He goes, I was mandated, wait for the governor. Sometimes I didn't do that. I was watching too many things happen. Recalling the riots following the murder of George Floyd, a black man by a white Minneapolis police officer in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If we didn't send in the National Guard, they wouldn't have a city left. And it goes on, I can just read one of his quotes, but I don't have to. He's right, okay? It was frustrating to watch this. This liberal agenda, they don't stand for anything, they stand against everything. And it's frustrating. It's not like they're confused. They just don't want absolute rules. They don't want right wrong. And it's a troublesome situation. Trump mentioned that he's out of friend, and you've heard me say this. He said, A friend of mine said recently that I was the most persecuted person in the history of our country. He said, I said he may very well be right. Well, he is right. He is the most persecuted person in the history of our people. Well, say, nuh-uh, what about Jesus? Jesus didn't have the entire world media slamming on endlessly forever and ever. Jesus was crucified. He was probably the worst beaten person in the history that we know of, but he knows there's some sick stuff humans do. But Trump, because of his, you know, who he was God's chosen. Trump means final overriding factor or resource period, last chance period. He was God's prophet in a way. He didn't know it, he didn't ever claim it, but he had it. He was the God. And he's been persecuted. I mean, think of this garbage they impeach him with because he tried to ask Ukraine about Hunter Biden's corruption, which now is, you know, becoming more manifest. These radical lefties that have taken over the government. You know, Adam Schiff, who runs this one, you know, prosecution after the next. Kelly Nadler, who's one of the most, you know, reviling people you'll ever meet. You know, they just won't stop. They just keep going, and Trump gets in January 6th that. And the thing is, they have arrested all these people. This committee of its political hacks and thugs, these are the same people. Trump said that we've been dealing with for 4 years. He ridiculed Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, who's been involved in every major House investigation of Trump, and is on the 9-member unselect committee, or the select committee, whatever you want to call it, investigating the events of January 6th. And then he talked about Liz Cheney, who's a supposed Republican from Wyoming. She's an absolute force. And then Adam Kinzinger, who he called Crying Adam or something like that. Which is, you know, these guys don't belong in Republican parties, you know, and I can go on about that. He said, it's so unfair when you see what happened to BLM, when you see what happened to Antifa, when you see what happened in all of the killings that took place all over the country, Trump said, then you see what they are doing to people that in some cases didn't enter the building. And are being tortured and handled so horribly. And amen, you know what? I don't care. Our country has to have civility, okay? We've got to have compassion. I mean, this whole January 6th stuff, this left-wing stuff where, someone disagrees with you politically and therefore it's okay to abuse and mishandle them, like, not even keeping them in a healthy prison system, you know? It's atrocious, it's sick, and it's just because, I mean, people that just were there, they got FBI cars, raids their house, takes all their stuff, and come on, folks. Free speech. You have a right to free speech, right? You know, and maybe people storm the Capitol building, and, you know, who knows what happened. I don't think most of those people knew what was going on. He talked about this growing homelessness problem. He said, no civilized society turns over its public spaces to be dominated by drug addicts and the homeless, no matter what the reason may be. If liberals think it's somehow compassionate, let them invite the homeless to camp in their own backyards, soil their property, attack their family, and use drugs while their children are trying to play. And I agree. Cities are legalizing public urination. I mean, what has happened to us in this country, folks? I'm telling you. I kind of have a point to go to here. So I'm trying to bust through this. I got so much information. I don't want to get too long. He said, what is this? Listen to Fauci did the opposite. They said there's a terrible thing happening in China. There are a lot of dead people playing all over the street, topical, in his first hearing early that year about the new COVID virus. Shortly after that, I closed it up long before Nancy Pelosi or any of these people, including Fauci. I used to listen to Fauci, and whenever he said, I did the opposite. The former president quit. We closed it up, and then we had to close travel to Europe, or we would have much worse situation. He talks about open borders, or gaping wounds. Albany bars are a gaping wound allowing drugs, gangs, child traffickers, human smugglers, and tens of thousands of dangerous criminals to flood our country. That's every week when you hear tens of thousands unlawfully crossing the border, and it goes on. Folks, I want you to think about something. You want to come to America, right? Say you're in another country and you get some coyote pile of dirt that's going to bring you here and you die. You know, there was about, what, 50 of them that died baked to death in the back of a truck. Unless you lack empathy, I want you to, for a minute, just put yourself in that person's situation. Is that any way to treat a human being? Or to bring these people over here under the guise of freedom and then turn them over to sex trades and folks innocent and then they own them, they can't go anywhere, they don't speak English, they won't let them get citizenship. If they run, they kill their family. Is this right? Of course it's not. We need to have the appropriate level of compassion for these people. They're not bad people. We get mad at the immigrants. It's not the immigrants. It's the people running the border. It's, you know, one of the few federal responsibilities that Biden's in charge of is protecting the borders. Why in the history of this country would you ever just open the borders and let everyone come in? We know there's terrorists, they hate us, come here, you wait. It's gonna get mayhem. You're gonna see terrorist attacks, drugs spreading like a disease, bad drugs, not good drugs, not that there is a bunch, but you know, they're not like pharmaceuticals that have been weighed and measured and hit the street, you know. And of course, we have the opioid crisis. They clamped down on every doctor. You can't prescribe opioids or whatever, ever. So what happens? People have pain, they have suffering, and I'm not saying that, you know, it's right at all, but I'm just saying, then they go to the streets to get this stuff. It's a mess. The whole drug war creates its own need. It creates its own problem, and that's why the drug traffickers, I agree, should be held accountable, to put it lightly. But, you know, the whole use thing is, it's tough, because people have a right to do what they want with their bodies. I am not, please, telling you that people should be junkies or heroin addicts it's terrible, terrible stuff, but you have to deal with the human level of it. And then he's talking about that we need to fire Congress and pass historic reforms, empowering the president to ensure that any bureaucrat who is corrupt, incompetent, or unnecessary for the job, you know, he said, you've heard this, you're fired. Get out, you're fired. You've got to do it. Washington would be an entirely different place. Folks, they have a system set up here that it's sad. It's when he called it the swamp, he was so right. And I've got, you know, ticking away all the time. But I want to read something to you from the Bible. In Deuteronomy, listen to me. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Now it shall be, if this is God, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I am commanding you today, that the Lord your God will put you high above all the nations of the earth. Doesn't that sound like the country you grew up in? If you're my age, it does. Because we honor God's laws, rules, and precepts, right? And it goes on, and all these blessings will come to you and reach you if you obey the Lord your God. I've discussed over and over what Madison says, this system that we have requires a religious and faithful people, or whatever it is, I don't have the exact thing right now, but, moral and religious people is what he said. People have to love God, know God, well, obey his commandments. You can't apply our rules and our precepts to godless atheists, to people who are crazy and Buddhists, or, you know, all these other radical faiths, if you will, Hinduism, you know, whatever it is to go. You have to obey the Lord your God. That is America. I'm sorry, but it's a northern European settled nation. He said, blessed will you be in the city and blessed will you be in the country. Okay, how's our cities doing? Ah, not so good. The country, ah, not so good. All these riots and burnings, blessed will you be in the city and in the country. He's telling you, obey my precepts. And Trump talked about the fact that we need to clean this stuff up. We've got to stop letting violent crime run rampant and acting like they have something to contribute to society. That isn't how things work, and you don't get your way all the time. And if you don't get your way, you don't throw a temper tantrum and just stomp your feet and storm off and say, well, I'm going to do it my way. That's just not how our country's built. Chapter 4, verse 4 to Deuteronomy 28. Blessed will be the children of your womb, the produce of your ground, and the offspring of your animals, the newborn of your herd, and the young of your flock. Now it says, blessed will be the children of your womb. Not the highest abortion rate in the world. Blessed will be the produce of your ground. We have had nothing but troubles with crops in this nation. We're outsourcing all that. COVID made us destroy tons of stuff. COVID. And it says, and blessed will be the offspring of your animals, the newborn of your herd, and the young of your flock. Now, you may not want to hear this, but the whole COVID situation, we slaughtered millions and millions of animals because of the sin of our nation, because we would not do what's right, which is say no to this whole pandemic. Why? Because why? And we're afraid. I am telling you, and I'll tell you again, I see people coming here, they listen to the show, they're wearing a mask, they got the vaccine, shame on you. You know, I mean, granted, there's a virus going on, there's something that'll kill you any day of the week, frankly. Just stand your ground, stand for what's true, verse 5. Blessed will be your basket and your kneading bowl. Blessed will you be when you come in, and blessed will you be when you go out. Now, when you come in or go out of this nation, or your home, or whatever, you go in and out of your home, when you go out, are you safe? Not like you used to be. Take the effort like you know if you bet you do. You come in and out of your nation, to overseas, are you safe? Not at all. Why? Because Joe Biden is a treasonous coward who won't stand up for this nation. And then he's foolish acting, he has a clue what he's doing, he thinks he's copying Obama's policies because Obama was popular, but he doesn't even understand what Obama was up to. Obama was the slickest talking, snake oil salesman that's ever been in that office, hands down. There's no one that's ever been like that guy. Terrible, frankly. He's bad news, and Biden's too close to understand what was going on around him. So he thinks he's repeating these popular Obama policies that Biden saw behind the scenes what was going on. You can't leave this country and feel safe. And you can't even feel good when you come back. They run you through the ringer, you get to go through the free proctology exam, and then we've lost it. Because we don't obey the law of God. We don't respect the rules of tradition. Conservatism means respect for tradition ultimately. At least that's one of the definitions. But it's conservative. It's sticking with tradition. Then it goes on, the Lord will cause your enemies who rise up against you to be defeated by you. They will go out against you one way and will flee at your presence 7 ways. 7 being infinity, every different version. America's had a pretty impressive military over the years. Now they can't get anyone to join it. Because of all this transgenderism and all this political hoo-ha. Why? Do you need to impose? I mean, most people that join the military are young, or young 20s. They don't need to hear all this rubbish. All it does is call you. There's the head of Department of Defense now, I can't remember his name. That guy, the stuff that comes out of his mouth, he's afraid of his own shadow. Your enemies who rise up against you will be defeated. 28, the Lord will command a blessing for you and your barns and everything you put your hand to. He'll bless you in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. Blessing. The Lord will establish you as a holy people to himself, as he swore you. If you keep the commandment of the Lord your God and walk in his ways, so all the peoples of the earth will see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they will be afraid of you. America, the Christian nation, is that not what we should be? They fear that if they see the blessing you have, you go, we are a nation of the Lord. You have this incredible blessing pouring down upon you at all times. People look and go, ooh, and oh, and now they're like, oh, you know, that's so pathetic. 11, and the Lord will give you more than enough prosperity in the children of your womb, in the offspring of your livestock, in the produce of your ground, in the land which the Lord swore your fathers to give you. Now, can I keep going on this? More than enough prosperity in the children of your womb. We've already discussed that. But it's also the population growth of our native population. In the offspring of your livestock, blessed stock, blessed your herds and livestock, and in the produce of your ground, blessed the ground, etc., etc. The Lord will open for you his good storehouse, the heavens, to give rain to your land in its season, and to bless every work of your hand, and you will lend to many nations. But you will not borrow. Is that interesting? You get rich, you do it the right way, he'll open for you his good storehouse, the heavens. It's pretty good. And then give rain to your land. In other words, you'll rain, etc. in its season. Bless every work of your hand. And you'll lend to many nations, but you will borrow. How do you lend money? You gotta have it first. You gotta have some gold. The whole fiat currency system we breached. We've chased this down now for 110 years since the Fed Act. And here we are today, 3/4% rate increase. We've given away the most beautiful nation in the history of this beautiful earth that God gave us. And it goes, you know, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You will only be above and not underneath if you listen to the commandments of the Lord your God, which I'm commanding you today, to follow them carefully. And then he says, and do not turn aside from any of the words which I am commanding you today, to the right or the left, to pursue other gods, to serve them. This is what's going on. And what happens if you don't do it? Let's work it out. But it shall come about, if you do not obey the Lord your God, to be careful to follow all his commandments and all his statutes which I'm commanding you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Deuteronomy 28, and I say that because I get frustrated when I hear speakers and they say something like fast and then they start reading and they never tell you what they're reading. So sorry if that bothers you, but I just want to keep you on pace. All these curses will come upon you. Cursed will you be in the city, cursed will you be in the country, we got that. Cursed will be your basket and your eating bowl. What's that? Food? It'll be too expensive, it'll be rotten, whatever, right? Cursed will be the children of your womb. We disrespect that with abortion, we just kill it off. It's reproductive rights after all, right? Cursed will be the produce of your ground and the water of your herd and the offspring of your flock. Well, guess what, folks? We've been, well, like I said, we've slaughtered flocks, we've destroyed crops, all this COVID damage. Just like Trump said a minute ago that I was reading. He's like, you do the opposite of what Fauci said. He is like Satan's little helper. He's an evil man and he's gross. He's a gross person and they're out there, they're delicate. And here he is, cursed will you be when you come in, cursed will you be when you go out, we already discussed it. You leave the country, you're cursed, people don't care about you, they don't respect you. When you come in the country, they treat you like a criminal. The Lord will send against you curses, panic, and rebuke in everything you undertake to do until you're destroyed, and until you perish quickly on account of the evil of your deeds because you've abandoned me. Now watch this one. So now the Lord will send against the curses, panic, and rebuke. Rebuke is correction, which we don't listen to. So we got this whole COVID thing, and it goes on. It says, the Lord will make the plague cling to you until he's eliminated you from the land where you are entering to take possession of it. Well, COVID was a bit of a force, a lot of a force, but still, what was the effect? The plague clung to us. Until what? He's eliminating us from our land. We're being overtaken by foreigners, folks, and many other things. The Lord will, this is the curse of not obeying God to a nation. The Lord will strike you with consumption. You know what consumption is? Cancer. Inflammation. You know what inflammation is? Inflammation is autoimmune disorders. Fever. Feverish heat. And with the sword, with blight and mildew, and they'll pursue you until you perish. It just rots your crops. The heaven which is over your head will be bronze, and the earth which is under you iron. In other words, it's just things won't go your way. The Lord will make the rain of your land powder and dust from heaven. It shall come down until you're destroyed. You ever heard of the Dust Bowl? After FDR took over, the whole country cried up. When we were more dependent on agricultural crops than ever in history, and the God dried it up. The Lord will cause you to be defeated by your enemies. You'll go out one way against them, but you'll flee seven ways from their presence, and you'll be an example of terror to all the kingdoms of the earth. And then it goes on and on. And it's just that you got the point. It is not a good thing to disobey the God of the Bible. You gotta believe it. Another thing is prayer. We've got to be praying. Prayer is real. God said it. Jesus did it. If Jesus did it, I mean, right? It's hard. I mean, it's hard. You want to do things your own way. There's times you get discouraged. There's times you start to wonder, you know, is God hearing me? I get that, but you know what we're called to do? We are called to do what God tells us to do. There's a concept for you. What if we just obey his word and not think that our opinion is so much more important? This is what they tell us over and over, how important your opinion is. I do not have my notes for the rest of the financial show. That's part of the thing going on, of course, right? I forgot that. Lovely. Well, anyway, so let me just continue on. I had a nice little history of anything going on. I took a downstairs and photocopied them to give out to some people, and I apologize for that. So basically what we'll do is just kind of go over some of this. We've got the biggest thing that's destroying us financially right now is it's very Orwellian. Some of the stuff that's going on is absolutely out of control. It's an Orwellian nightmare. We're in the middle of a recession, and then they're arguing about the definition. And then you get these liberals, So the definition, I have a strong background in economics, money, banking, finance, whatever. Simple. The definition of a recession has always been two consecutive quarters of negative GDP growth. Gross domestic product, negative. Well, here we are. And now what are they saying? You even get like Janet Yellen. It's not really the technical definition, and I just don't really want to take a stand on it right now. Okay, Mrs. Yellen, who was the Federal Reserve Chairman, what is the technical definition? Oh, it's far too complex for people to understand. You know what the thing is? They always say, if you talk to any FBI or CIA interrogators, if the truth is simple, it's lies that are complex. If you're confused and you don't quite understand, then you'll be right to. If you assume that, you're gonna be right, and it's tough. We all make mistakes listening to people we shouldn't. But the bottom line is, and then you go, and then they set these, the liberals set this parameter, and you'll hear the repetition of these lies. Well, that's not the technical definition. Well, what is? Oh, there's not enough time on this show to go into it right now. But you're too dumb. You're so smart that there's this great, big, complex mess to tell people when they're in a recession, but you can never understand it. You're too dumb. You know what we're in? We're heading into a depression, folks. And I'm going to go back to what I said. If you aren't securing your money in metals, dude, the value is awesome. Sorry for the new part, that's the 80s part of it. The value of metals right now for a buyer is terrific. It's such great value. There's never been, relative to inflation, a greater value in metals ever, inflation related, period. If you're not buying it now, you're missing out. And I've mentioned we've got a group of some numismatic stuff. I mean, you can buy these coins, $20 gold pieces, 1 ounce gold coins, $10 gold pieces, 1/2 ounce gold coins, $5, $2.5, etc. Like right close to the price of the precious metals content, every single thing out there right now has crazy premiums. I mean, silver's trading at like 30% over spot. I mean, it's not our choice, it's the market. I mean, we go out and buy silver. If you have silver rounds, we're paying like 20% over spot to get them. It's ridiculous. Now, there's a shortage, a short supply, the greatest demand on metals in the history of America. And the prices are subdued. Why is that? Mass manipulation. They set up the comics when they did the Federal Reserve Act in order to control this. But you know what happens? The big boys, they're moving in right now. They're moving in mass. They see the inflation coming. They see the crisis coming. The rates are running like they've never run. And the Fed has no right. I mean, it's a foolish system to begin with, but it is what we got. It's a mess. If you're not prepared, you're going to get smoked. If you think that your 401k in the Dow is coming back, I'm really conservative for investments. Come back. I'm serious. Crypto, how many people tell me about crypto? I have a master's in applied math and statistics. And I understand the mathematical algorithms that create them. They're foolishness. It's stupid. It's just a math problem. It's like a computer goes zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz complicated, and each time it increases in its complexity, and therefore each coin becomes more difficult and requires more energy, but technologies come along that's eaten that up like lunch. That's part of the reason they've crashed. People don't even know it. Because they gotta keep it a secret, because the people that sell it want to keep charging you to make a bunch of money. And yes, that's true. I talked to a billionaire here a while ago when I was in Florida, who was the CEO of First Trust Bank, and he told me he just flown in his private jet, of course, from Arizona. Where he said there are fields. He said, massive buildings filled with computers that were planted there specifically to create crypto. But it's a secret. Because if everyone has figured it out, only the big money makes the big money, folks. God made metal, so what would happen if somebody tries to climb the market on metals? What happens if you're on metals? Don't they know? It's not, they can't manipulate through paper and electronics, and it's liquid, it's transportable, it's enormous, it's what you have, when you have it, where you have it. Yeah, you gotta protect it. But anyone who thinks that the money that they get a little digital printout on that's sitting somewhere that you don't even know is safe, you're totally missing out. If you're not comfortable with that, because your spouse is just not comfortable with gold because they haven't listened to them, it's like, folks, if you are a believer, and you know God's word, Holding silver mentioned over 800 times in the Bible, that is God's monetary standard. From the beginning of the human history, all the way to the end of the Bible, all the way into heaven. That's what it is. It's all over heaven, you give it to the Son, it's the real McCoy. That's it. I mean, I'm not peddling anything but the truth. If you're holding off and waiting, then, oh, shucks, I was gonna do something and my phone came to start by 25%. You ain't seen nothing yet. Trust me. Like I said, we have a nice inventory, we are pretty solid, and, very solid and very stable and well capitalized, and there's no one like us. You don't have to worry about everything we take care of. Everything we take care of pricing, so you're getting absolutely solid nationally, competitive pricing on everything you buy. We do all the research, you don't have to do any of it. You're not smarter than, quote, they are. If you think you go on the internet for 30 minutes and learn about, I want silver eagles because they have legal tender face value. The premium line is exorbitant. It's ridiculous. It's like 80-90% over their spot price, you know? Because they're on that. It's crazy. You don't want to pay if you're going to do that, get $1 million for about the same price. You know, by all that, we build portfolios. We take care of you. You don't need to worry about all that. If you have a 401k or whatever and you're pulling it out and bringing in the money, do not let them hold that 20% for tax. That's a free loan to them that they get to sit on until tax day cometh. The answer is no, it's your money. There's no law or regulation that requires that. Major fund companies will do it just because most people don't know any better and they allow them to do it. Why would they not? I mean, it's unethical in my opinion, but, you know, still, why wouldn't they want 20% of your money to sit on for a year or half a year or whatever it is? I mean, you start dealing in the billions like Fidelity Magellan, I think the interest they got on that might not be too bad. When you get to those levels, you're not getting, you know, John and Sandy's CD rate at the credit union. You're turning the earth. With billions, you can do massive, huge commercial business developments, and they're making some serious turn of money. They'll have their own REITs, real estate investment trusts that they put in. When they're literally financing Fidelity Magellan and some of these other major funds, they'll finance some of the biggest commercial projects in America. Why do they get the money? People like us that say, yeah, okay, we're going to go ahead and give them money because it must make sense, I gotta pay taxes. You get your money out early, you put it in barrels, and then when tax day comes, you pull out what you need to pay. The upside at this point is just astonishing. Please do not let them do that to you, and I would highly recommend at this point, folks, I am in a little bit of a sense of urgency on that. This is not nothing new. That's another wonderful grammatical statement. This is nothing new. This is not new. It's abnormal, it's bad, it's not going in the direction, you have nothing to look forward to. What is our Congress doing? Not that we need more legislation, but what are they doing right now? Oh, the January 6th hearings, and they're blocking any kind of investigation into the Ukrainian corruption with Hunter Biden, and Chinese corruption, and then, you know, Biden is up there, you know, looking at the stars, and they're He's strong, he's brave, he's confident, Eddie's confident. Eddie's actually, I do believe, was the most persecuted man in the history of the world. He's good. He knows what needs to happen in this country. They're terrified if he gets back in the office. They're just terrified. Absolutely terrified, and they should be. Because he knows him. If he got back in, he'd like to find me. He's still blocked from Facebook. And I mean, come on, guys. The President of the United States, though you disagree with him, always hates speech. I mean, BLM is a farce and anti. It's all just a great thing. And then they have, I was looking at, I saw something here recently where the conservative, but they had all these liberal protesters out front. All of a sudden, all the liberal protesters leave and Nazi protesters come in. people coming in, I wish I could have bought medals like several months ago when it was at this price, okay? And it comes down a little bit. 10% off the peak or whatever. I just don't feel comfortable with it right now. It's just not, I mean, you either believe in it, or you don't. You're either on board, or you're off. And we do nice work for those folks, no matter what happens, humans, or having a great desire for precious metals. I've discussed that whole study that went down in like 92 at Harvard. People also respect quality. There's always going to be rich people, and there's always going to be nice stuff. I don't care. You look at Nazi Germany, the most horrendous regime in the world, probably, that we know of. And they were still setting records, auction records for this and that, you know, and all the time, the desirability, we respect quality. That's why we build nice portfolios that are fully balanced. You just let us do that, we'll take good care of you, I guarantee it. But avoid anything paper right now. Interest rates are going to go skyrocketing. I can't even believe this, but I'm telling you, you're going to see a huge freeze in the real estate market. They're going to jack rates up until the entire market freezes up in every way. That affects everything and everyone. I mean, you stop the money from flowing. Plus, you get hypergrowth. We've had hypergrowth in the markets. Way too much growth. We need what's called a correction. This is what's going on. That's what a recession is on paper, is a correction. We will be in a depression shortly. You know, wait till you lose most of what you have. I think you get my point. Okay? 509-444-0044 is our Spokane phone number. Give us a call. We're happy to take care of you. We got good product, the best. You know, I don't have time to explain all that. If you want to go online and give us 3 5-star reviews on major sites, we'll verify it. We'll give it to you $7. We appreciate you tuning in very much. Appreciate your loyalty to the business. God bless you. Just please have a beautiful night for me, will you? Take care. Bye-bye.